Here are today's top stories. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and kudos to those who decided today is the day to party, not last weekend. That's the real deal, folks. Way to wear your big green hat and your tights to work today. Way to go, Irish. We are down to the final three candidates for the top cop job here in Chicago. It's a fire department guy and two outsiders, one from suburban Georgia and a woman from Spokane. Do we get to vote on this? I say homegrown. The outsider shtick? Nah, the last thing we need in a police chief is quotes like, the assailant was apprehended on Wabash Street. Hey, this is news when nothing else is getting done in Springfield. Governor Bruce Rauner is now on Snapchat. What should we expect? Shirtless statehouse pics? Where he holds up the peace sign while wearing a flat-brim Yankees hat with the caption, check out these gubernatorial abs. I don't know about you guys, but I'm okay with my governor not being on Snapchat. It'd actually be better. In national news, Judge Merrick Garland was on Capitol Hill today to do the customary meeting with the Judiciary Committee. One problem, the GOP senators refused to meet with the SCOTUS nominee. They refused because they want the nomination to be done by the next president. And if it's Hillary, the next president. There are all sorts of precedent on this, right? I mean, I've read up just like you have. Democrats are kind of in a win-win here because if the GOP stalls, then they can use that against them in November. And if they nominate, well, they get a moderate judge on the court, which Democrats love moderate judges. Let's see how this plays out. Senators breaking ranks include Senator Mark Kirk here from Illinois, who believes Judge Garland should at least get a hearing. Why? Because he's running for election in November. SeaWorld says that they're going to stop their killer whale breeding program. So what does that mean? Like safe whale sex from here on out? That's gross. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for planting that image in your head. I'm sorry. Let's think of something else. La, 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 la. Donald Trump's hair. La, la, la. The old main Chicago post office is back on the block. The city wants to sell it to a New York investor. Great. You know what that means? They're just going to turn it into a huge Papaya King hot dog stand. Or maybe an original Ray's pizza. Or a bus terminal. Because that's really all I think about when I think about New York is bus terminals. They're everywhere. In weather, man, I remember coming downtown for St. Patrick's Day when I was in high school and it'd be like 30 degrees. Today, total bliss. You're welcome, Irish. In sports, March Madness. Oh my God, tell me the truth. How many matzo sticks have you had today? Put the poppers down. The night games are underway now. Big upsets today. Yale beat Baylor. I blame it on Baylor's uniforms. Oh my God, so blinding. It's like the Baylor squad is endorsed by the early 90s. Are their uniforms hypercolor? If you touch them, do they change to a different neon? Also, enough of Charles Barkley. I'm already done with Charles Barkley. The Bears were able to make a trade yesterday to dump Martellus Bennett. The black unicorn was pretty checked out last year. Actually, the last 2 years, really. And the Bears were going to cut him anyway, but instead, they dangled him to the Patriots and moved their sixth-round pick to a fourth-round pick. Doesn't seem like much, but a fourth-round pick usually starts. So you know what? Big win. I gotta say, I really like what the Bears are doing this offseason. Totally new team. The Hawks are starting to grab our attention with this little losing streak. Another loss last night has the faithful a little unsettled. It's less than a month till the playoffs, so we're getting a little itchy, but maybe it's a good thing. Get the losing out now. Although bad news, body injury for Corey Crawford. What's wrong with him? It's hockey, so the best you're gonna get is Corey Crawford's body hurts. For some reason, they can't tell you which part, but so use your imagination. On the other side, the Bulls lost big last night. Hard to figure this team out. And I got to say, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Is it possible this Bulls team misses Joakim Noah more than they think they do? I mean, really, we need Joakim and that crazy hair back on the court now. And finally, it's St. Patrick's Day today, so remember, drink responsibly. And what I mean by that is watch the clock, because you've been drinking since like 11 a.m., and it's now after 7. Maybe think about switching to water, or at least Coors Light. Well, that's the carryout for March 17th, 2016. In honor of St. Patty's Day, we're serving corned beef and cabbage shakes. Mmm, yummy. La, la, la.